After being canceled by COVID last year, the Johnny Appleseed Festival is finally back, baby. To tell us all about it, we have John O'Rourke. He is on the board of directors for the festival. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kayla.
Okay, can I just say, talk about the show must go on. You were supposed to join me live in studio this morning, and you got rear-ended in the Starbucks parking lot. Are you okay?
I'm great. I feel bad for Sharon. She's fine. She was in tears. Like, it's no big deal. It's a little scratch. Don't worry about it. But she was a little, I got out of my car. I'm dressed in my full Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd I do? Hit a mountain man?
Well, I still appreciate you pulling over to the side of the road and continuing to have the conversation about the festival with me, because I said it before the break, John, it is my favorite festival in the Fort Wayne area. I was so bummed last year, as were a lot of folks, when it got canceled by COVID. But for someone who's maybe new to town, or they've for some reason never heard of the Johnny Appleseed Festival, can you tell us all about it?
It is a two-day festival, and we celebrate the life and times of Johnny Appleseed, or John Chapman, who actually lived in Fort Wayne and died here and is buried at Johnny Appleseed Park, or Archer Park, which is over there by the Coliseum. So we celebrate the life and times and just that kind of whole atmosphere of what it was like to live in the Fort Wayne area back then. So, you know, there's no electricity. There's well, we do have running water. We have flushing toilets in some parts of the thing, but
thank goodness.
We're not going to go totally crazy. But it's just an amazing event where a lot of not-for-profits come together and do, like, the food booths and things like that, and it's so much fun.
Okay, so dates, times, location, all those kinds of details.
It starts Saturday morning at 10 a.m., goes until 6 o'clock on Saturday. On Sunday morning, it opens at 10, and we shut down at 5 o'clock. It's at Johnny Appleseed Park, or Archer Park, some people know it as. Mm-hmm. It's kind of near the Coliseum. The Coliseum parking lot is the closest parking lot. And Harry Ball Drive goes through there. It's kind of by Parnell. You just can't miss it. It's follow the campfire smoke.
Yeah, right. There's already, I feel like, a lot of hustle and bustle over there right now, John. Are folks already setting up? Is that what's happening?
We actually start the setup process early Monday morning. All of the tents and things that set up there are actually put up by the Johnny Appleseed Festival. And so we've got a 33-acre park that we put all these tents in, and the vendors will start moving in soon, on early Saturday morning. Some will set up on Friday. And it's just an amazing feat. When you think of there's 22 of us on the board. It's an all-volunteer board. Nobody makes money on it. So we got this board that works year-round. But think of it, literally thousands and thousands of volunteers that come out to work the festival or work in the various organizations, vendor booths. It's just amazing.
Yeah, you know, I know you obviously, John, and I know a couple other people who sit on your board, and I love that you say it because it's strictly a volunteer thing. But y'all are always so excited and so passionate about it, and I think that's spectacular because, again, it's such a great festival that we have here in Fort Wayne. Now, you mentioned one of the better places for parking is the Coliseum, because it kind of sits behind the Coliseum a little bit, the festival there.
It's certainly the most convenient. I mean, rates have gone up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do we have to pay to park, and do we need a ticket to get in?
You have to pay to park. The festival is absolutely free. Now, you don't have to pay to park. If you want to stay at the Coliseum parking lot, you can pay. If you want to park for free, you can go to the Purdue Fort Wayne campus or the Concordia High School athletic fields. We have free shuttle buses that are constantly moving back and forth. So you can park for free either of those locations and ride the shuttle bus right into the festival grounds. It's really convenient, and it's free. Plus, we encourage people to ride their bikes, or they can use the river. We have kayak and canoe.
Oh, I love it.
And it's we have special bike parking, and those are manned areas, so your stuff is watched while you're parking your stuff there. And we get more and more people, especially coming by the river. It's great.
I wonder if I could convince my husband to come kayaking in.
You know, it would be awesome. The boat ramp right there, and it's just a neat way, and the bike path comes right there too. So it's simple to get there if you like to use that alternative method. But parking, like I say, your best bet if you want to be economical is Concordia High School athletic fields or the Purdue Fort Wayne campus, and take the free shuttle buses that run all day long.
Definitely good to know. What about this? Any certain, you know, COVID protocols that people need to be aware of?
Well, we've been following it extremely closely, and we're an outdoor event, so there are no CDC or local health restrictions for us doing it. We're encouraging people to wear a mask if it makes you comfortable. Obviously, it's an open and free park, but there's no requirement to. If you don't feel good, the smart thing is not to come. We'd love to see you, but you know, let's be smart. This is some scary stuff that's out there. So other than that, we've got extra hand washing and hand sanitizer stations we bought, and we're putting all around the festival too. So we're doing what we can do to keep as many people safe.
John, what is your favorite part about the festival?
If, you know, those who know me probably know for sure it's the food.
Oh, yeah. Mine too. Hands down.
I mean, there is so much good stuff there, and I... you know, my kids grew up Southwest. We worked the Homestead chicken and dumpling booths for years. But Carol has made something. There are just so many not-for-profits that come out and set up and do all these food booths. And that's the thing I think we're most proud about with the festival. Mm-hmm. What hurt us the most last year mentally when we had to cancel, we knew these organizations, the Council of Veterans, and all these people that come out and set up and do this. This is their major fundraiser for the year. And some of these booths make tens of thousands of dollars, and that funds these organizations. And last year, they couldn't do it, or they had to find alternate ways to do it. So we're so glad it comes back, and it's also tasty.
Yes.
You've got the farmer's market. We always get our fall mums while we're there. You've got all the crafters. Over 100 different crafter booths will be out there. And we got the demonstrators. We've got the trappers and traders over by Parnell Avenue, and three stages of entertainment. So the Johnny Appleseed Festival everybody loves is back.
Well, John, if you can't tell, I'm just a little excited about it myself. Hopefully I see you there. You have a good weekend. I hope everything goes great.
Thank you so much, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.